Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back. I hope that everybody had a great weekend. Obviously, everybody that's on has survived. As you know, this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as 1798part2.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that actually provides you with the only solution in saving our Constitution and our Republic. I want to be very clear, so I figured I'd just say that a little bit slower so that maybe you'll get that. Most of you, I believe, are getting that, but we've got a lot of new listeners as we continue to grow. And as you understand, or if you haven't learned yet, the states actually possess the authority of oversight over that Constitution. This is not GR's words. These are Madison's and Jefferson's words. And I wanted to let you know that if you want, or you got questions, you can either email me if you want some information, or like I said, if you need some clarification, you got questions or what have you, by all means, email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, or you can call in at 215-867-8255. Now, I know that a lot of people don't like calling in. Having listened to talk radio for a very long time, which means I must be pretty old, then having to trying to call in, I know it takes a lot of nerve, but obviously somebody that usually is willing to do a talk show may have a little more nerve than others, because I've noticed that a lot of the people that call in on the regular shows are usually what they call regular call-in folks. So anyway, I understand if you don't want to call in, but you can always send me an email. I don't berate. As long as you're civil, I'm a very civil person. I'm not going to tell you to thank me for your call or anything like that. All you've got to do is just be, you know, as concise as you can, be civil. That's all I expect, and I'll be civil back. And you know that old adage, right? There is no such thing as a dumb question except for the question not asked. So the call-in number is 215-867-8255. And an easy way to remember that is 215-867-8255 or Top Talk. That is the easier way of remembering that, Top Talk. And so it's 215 Top Talk. Anywho, if you haven't heard, and if you didn't know, the show is really dedicated to supporting state legislators, those who are in pursuit of obtaining that, and are those who are in those seats to get them to commit to protecting their citizens from federal tyranny. Because, as I said, they have the authority and oversight over the Constitution. Well, some people go, well, what about the Constitution being supreme and the supreme law of the land? Well, the Constitution's only supreme over those enumerated powers. Anything that is being done that is outside those enumerated powers are violations to the Constitution. And technically, the state legislators have the authority over those things and can reel those things back. And I'm going to teach you this. If you read my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org, that's where you can get, right there on the homepage, you can get the academic argument as well as the descriptions of the audit process, which I call Republic Review. And you can even get a copy of the model so that you can see this. I'm giving this away. If you're understanding what I'm saying, I'm giving it away. Which means that if you get this out there, I would invite somebody to call and or come out and refute this to say, you can't do that. I would love that, because then maybe I can go off and do something different. But there is no evidence that anybody can provide, academic evidence that can say that this is unconstitutional or that this can't be done. And I love it when I talk to professors that like kind of pointing out, well, there's no court that will ever recognize this. And I always tell them that, and they have to concede, well, you're right. There is no court that has authority over those things not delegated in the Constitution, because the Supreme Court's jurisdiction is limited to what is in the Constitution and what is in those treaties that have been constitutionally and properly ratified by 2/3 of the Senate. So that's all they have jurisdiction over. Anything that they're doing, like health care, abortion, marriage, anything that they're meddling in that has no jurisdiction within the Constitution, it is unconstitutional. It's pretty much that simple. And so I want to let you know that I'm also here to help those who are in those central committees, not just the state legislators. And the reason being is it's very important that we take back. And so this really requires you to get involved. If you're not a PCO, then you should look to become a PCO. Actually, I've got quite a few people that have engaged with me. I've got somebody in Texas, looking at people in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Wyoming, Idaho, and other states that are looking to step in to become PCOs. And that is because as a PCO, you have the ability to start changing the bylaws, to getting the party to put the Constitution above the party. Wouldn't that be amazing? We actually put the country and the Constitution above the party. That's where we need to be going. And so let me grovel, as I try to grovel all the time, because I do need help. I need support. This is not a one-man calling. This is literally a calling for the Republic, at least a calling for those state legislators to kind of step up and do their due diligence in auditing the Constitution. And so I need as much help and support as you can throw at me. You can't throw more than I can take. And so this is really not about money. This is about whether you have time, whether you have a computer, whether you have a phone. There are ways you can assist, and there are ways that you can, if you want to create a team and actually start getting organized and start really, you know, putting pressure on specific people and so forth, then I need your help. And as a matter of fact, right now I'm groveling, and all you got to do is send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And so, like I said, right now I'm groveling for help, and I will really kind of start kicking it up as we move towards January, because I really need a lot of help this coming January to start. I need your help to call, to actually start calling some of these state legislators that we need to get committed to getting on board with this constitutional audit, Republic Review in Wyoming and some of these other states. And so I only ask that you actually contact me so that you can get on board with this. I'm going to provide kind of the game plan as we get to those months and say, okay, here's the folks, here's their phone numbers, go get them. And hopefully we'll get a lot of people actually taking the time to make a quick phone call to say, hey, how come you're not supporting the Constitution and Republic Review and auditing the Constitution? Just imagine. That's how Trump got into office. Just imagine the power of people all across the Republic focusing their energy on Wyoming, Idaho, and some of these really red states, and getting these folks to start actually, you know, responding and getting them to be cognitive of their responsibility and actually stepping up and doing what they're supposed to do. And this isn't, again, these are not my words. If you go read the Jefferson and Madison, Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, you'll clearly see, I think it's Madison that says that the state legislators are duty bound to interpose and arrest this evil. And that was only when they were talking about abridging the freedom of speech. They're already dancing all over the freedom of speech, the freedom of assembly, protesting. I mean, there's all sorts of First Amendment violations. That is because they have opened them up well beyond, because nobody has a right. If you're going to be speaking somewhere, no one has a right to shut you down. You have a First Amendment right. So like when you see these kids that are protesting at college and shutting down speakers, that is a violation of that person who's been called to speak there, his First Amendment rights. Your First Amendment rights don't outweigh the person that was scheduled to speak by the, whether it be the college, whatever entity or organization that has brought that person in. Nobody can come in and then impose their will over the organization that has scheduled and is paying for or is putting together an event. So what is happening is that the leftists have actually been able to take charge of the hen house. And that's why we have all of these counter protests. There's no such thing as a constitutional right to counter protest somebody. You can have your own protest. It is incumbent upon government to protect property and to protect lives. And it is idiotic for any government official to think it is a good idea to have counter protests at the same place, location, and day. Anyway, so let me just move off. If you want to help, by all means, I would love to have your help. Again, just send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and we will enlist you in a very good and worthy cause. So I'm at a hard break, and when we come back, we'll kind of take a look at the news. So we'll be right back after word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And as you know, I do scan the news, and my primary focus in looking at the news is trying to determine whether there's any sign for the federal government to disbanding, getting rid of, retiring, or dismantling some form of unconstitutional role, responsibility, or power. And so today, I did that. I scanned through the news, and there is no sign of that. And as a matter of fact, there's always these little innuendos that there's these demands for growing government usurpation of states' powers and so forth. And actually, there's even signs today that there's a state that is actually still being pressured in trying to violate the Constitution. And so we're going to get into that a little bit later, literally a little bit later. It's not going to be at the end of the hour, so I don't have any films at 11 for today. But I do want to go back to one more thing. Tomorrow, and I forgot to mention this in the first segment because I know we have different listeners at different points in time, so I want to mention this, you know, throughout the different segments, that we will be having Lionheart, or actually the gentleman's name is Mitchell Gerber, who was on my show last Thursday. We talked and we did an interview regarding these live organ harvestings that are going on, that have been going on for 20 years in China. And it is now at a tune, I think the last I heard was either 60,000 a year or more. I think the highest number I heard was 100,000. 100,000 people are being grabbed out of their prison camps. And these prisoners are literally just prisoners because of their religious conviction. It's not like they're a threat to the state at all. It's not like they, you know, have any plans or they're, you know, these people, the Falun Dong, are very, very docile people. They're very harmonious. They're healthy. But bottom line, the Chinese government, the Communist Party, I should say, has gone after them. And there's over 300 million in political prisoner camps. And these people are literally living in these camps so that they can be snatched out, so that they can grab their organs for anybody that comes in and needs a liver, a kidney, cornea, whatever the need is of the consumer that's flying into China to be able to get this type of service. And this is very despicable. It's hard to fathom just how inhumane we have come as a society, because there has never been a society like this. I mean, I know the debauchery under the ancient Roman Caesars and those other empires, such as even Egypt. Those were all evil empires, but they're pale in comparison to what China is doing today. And so I want you to know that I am moving forward, and we're going to have him on tomorrow. We're going to have more content. And so some of the content we're going to be playing tomorrow will be some more testimony that is being provided. Last Thursday, I provided an interview on a radio station that the two Daves, forgive me for that. But if you go and download the podcast, and if you want, you can get the information off of my podcast page. Not right now, because I've got to get that stuff up tonight. I had to fire my IT. I've been re-interviewing IT people, and I've got a person on it, so we're going to get that up there tonight with all of the podcasts and all the information you need so that you can become empowered with knowledge. Remember, knowledge is one of those premises that I truly believe that is critical, and it's a principle that I am applying here, because if I teach you what you need to know, then you can become far more effective. And knowledge can be a very effective weapon if you use it. Knowledge is wasted if not acted upon. It is not power until it has been applied and acted upon. So, as we know that the federal government is not going to disband its tyrannical powers, and we need to do it. We need to step forward, and that's why I need your help, and that's why I'm always going to be pleading every show. Please help. John McCain, as you know, had passed away, and you probably, if you've been listening to my show, you know how I feel about Mr. McCain. And so I believe it's really important that we as human beings express our sympathy to the family for their loss, and I will reserve my remembrance for John for a later date to allow time for those to appropriately mourn, because I don't think that it's in good taste, or it is a civil thing to do to, rail upon. And I really feel bad for the McCains having to deal with any type of hostility, because I know that he was a very polarizing person, and so that tends to bring out the worst in some people. So I hope that they receive the comfort and the strength that they stand in need of at this trying time. And so with that, let me just kind of move on. And we've also heard that there was a shooter. I'm still waiting to look at the data to find out more about this guy. Apparently, there were some psychotic problems and so forth. But I will tell you that I still believe that the real reason we have these types of problems, and that we have a systemic problem with how we treat each other and how people are willing to do these callous acts, is because of our education system. Our education system has been debasing our society. Our mores are in the toilet, and that is what you get when you no longer seek enlightenment. And what you seek to build upon in your society is enslaving people to addictive behaviors, as well as enslaving them to the government and getting them to accept their role and their place in being subservient to their government. So let me just move on. I will also say that if you didn't know, the Bilderbergers met, and I saw some of this kind of pop up today. And so what I want to do, I didn't get a chance to do this today because I kind of already had today's laid out, today's plan and schedule of what I wanted to do for this show. But what I do want to do is I want to go through the attendees and highlight that, because this information is actually online, friends. And you'd be surprised who some of these people are. If you don't know anything about the Bilderbergers, then I will tell you more about them, but it won't be tomorrow. I wanted to do it tomorrow, but I really do want to focus, and I need to focus on what's going on with the Chinese organ harvesting. And with that, I'm going to have probably two, if not more, of my segments tomorrow focused on the Chinese organ harvesting, because I'll be talking to, again, Mitchell, as well as playing some of his content. And then we'll probably do some more content and more interviewing and talking on Thursday. What I would ask you is, if you have questions for Mitchell, because he lives in Vietnam, and so he's 14 hours ahead of us. So when we talk and meet, it is kind of really late here and it's kind of early there. So if you've got a question, email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org if you want me to ask him a question, because I'm going to interview him tonight, as well as I'm going to interview him probably either later on this week or this weekend. And I would be happy to pass on any questions, any support, anything you want a message to get to him. By all means, just let me know, because like I said, I'm going to be talking to him a couple of times tonight and later on this weekend, so that we can kind of capture and provide you with, I think, the best story and the best accumulation of information, resources, and so forth, so that you can actually, if you want to become a great source of informing your friends, your family, your neighbors, and your associates, and so forth, then by all means, take these links when I get these things up on my webpage tonight. Take these links and share them. Share this information, because as he said last week, the most important thing that we can do in battling this is getting the information out. Because as we start talking about this, then it becomes forefront. This really needs to be forefront in our trade talks. The fact that China is doing this to political prisoners is horrific, and they should be castigated, they should be excoriated, they should be punished any way we possibly can with measures, whether that be trade or what have you. We need to knock them off of the most favored nation status. They are not invincible, and they are not superior to us. We have far more greater resources and abilities and so forth. They're far more dependent on us than we are of them. They've been stealing our technology. And, you know, that's what happens when you have a communist country. You do not innovate. It's not like the leading technology, leading ideas, supercomputing, and those types of innovations. Usually evil innovations like this Chinese organ harvesting is what begets out of a communist country where the state is in control of everything. And so, as I said, we'll have more of that tomorrow. But probably Wednesday, I'll get into the Bilderberger case. And so I am at another hard break, but I wanted to talk about another Democratic Socialist candidate in New York, and you're going to find this interesting if you didn't know about this. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And as I ponder on presenting this information regarding this new, and this is a local New York senator for the New York legislative body, I begin to think about, you know, how did we get into a situation where we actually have candidates that are communist or socialist or doing anything that is in a violation, that is a direct violation to their oath of office and a violation to the Constitution. They are breaking the Constitution, violating it every day, left and right, by those in Congress and so forth. And how did we get to this point? It took a long time and a lot of soothsaying. And it kind of reminds me, because we see the very end of the scenario in The Lord of the Rings. If you remember that part when Gandalf, and I think this is in the Two Towers part, this is when Gandalf goes to Rohan to visit the king, because the king is under a spell by Wormtongue. And that, what a perfect apropos name, Wormtongue. We have a lot of Wormtongues in America, and they've been around for a very long time. And John Marshall was one of the first. He was the one that started telling people, well, the federal government can do anything because they're superior in anything they deem necessary and proper. He literally started redefining the Constitution unconstitutionally. The problem was, is that people started to believe him. And as you started to believe these lies, not just him, but all these other nefarious people who have been working for centuries, whether it be families, whether it be entities, organizations, or just, you know, outliers, we've been beaten back from a vibrant constitutional republic to a democracy of socialism. And we're in this situation because we believe that this is what we have and we're accepting it. All we have to do, my friends, is wake up from that spell and assert our power. And our power is actually, it resides in those state legislators. Those state legislators can stand up and strip the federal government of all of its tyrannical powers that it has usurped from the states. It's that easy. And I did a show earlier, months ago, where my focus is to get one state to stand. And my focus right now is on Wyoming because I've been working with lots of really good patriots there, from the Republican Party into the actual state legislators. There are a lot of really good patriotic people there. It's just a matter of time of getting them to the knowledge. And it doesn't take much. Like I said, if you want to have the full epiphany, and you don't believe it's occurred yet, you can call or you can email me. But I would just ask that you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and you go to the Take Action page at the very, you know, right underneath my two PDF files, which are my presentation slides. By all means, you can download those slides and go through them yourself. But there's a link where I give a presentation. Just watch the first 30 minutes. I know it's an hour and a half long. But this will be the best 30 minutes that you will have ever spent in educating yourself, because this education will put you on the path of liberty with the rest of us patriots. And so when you watch that 30-minute video, then you go to the front page or the main page of reclaimingtherepublic.org, the homepage, and right there I have the academic argument in an outline or bullet format, and then I also have the descriptions in like a bullet format, and at the very bottom I have an outline, or I should say a flow chart, that shows you how the audit process would flow. Look at that, understand that in itself, and then go and read Jefferson's Kentucky Resolution of 1798 and Madison's Resolution of 1798. And you will find that right in front of you, as you read Jefferson and Madison's resolutions, Republic Review will literally jump out of the page at you, because you will see that what Jefferson and Madison were doing were auditing the Constitution, and they were calling upon their fellow states for Republic Review. Now, they don't use those words because they had a different vernacular, but they were calling for committees of correspondence. And if you understand committees of correspondence, it is the beginning of hostility, because the committees of correspondence, I think it was committees of convention and correspondence, is what Jefferson called it, specifically in the Kentucky Resolution. Read Resolution 8. And that's where he talks about getting organized in, so that the states can start working together in rebuking the federal government, so that they can kind of go through this. The problem is that they didn't give a lot of details as what needs to be done. In other words, they were just doing what was common knowledge. And when I say it was common knowledge, go read Federalist Paper number 49. Federalist Paper number 49 is talking about this very premise that I am talking about. Back then, they used conventions for everything. And the John Birch Society gets a little hyper when you mention the word convention. And I will admit I'm guilty of referring to things as conventions, but I want to be very clear, and if you don't hear my promos, Republic Review is not an Article 5 convention. It has no requesting process and or authority of trying to amend the Constitution. It is strictly enforcing the Constitution in getting the subcontractor into compliance. And so as we look at Federalist Paper 49, you can clearly see that Madison doesn't mention that this convention has anything to do with amending the Constitution, doesn't even mention Article 5 or the Article 5 process. What he mentions is using an appeal to the people to obtain conventions in enforcing the Constitution's in dealing with encroachments of one branch to another. Now, in this particular scenario that he's providing in Federalist Paper number 49, he's presuming that the legislators may be encroaching upon the judiciary and or the legislators encroaching upon the executive, because back in those days, the sovereigns were the legislators. They possessed all the power because they make the laws. They're the ones that, you know, can free us or bind us. Well, but going back to this Gandalf thing and going back to this whole mess and how we got here, the reason we have this is because we've actually allowed ourselves to believe that they can do anything beyond the Constitution when they can't. There is academic proof and evidence, my friends, that the federal government, Madison said this, Nicholas said this, all sorts of framers said this, and that's why you need to listen to my podcast, because on my podcast page, my Red State Talk Radio podcast page, I actually go through the ratification debates. What are the ratification debates? The ratification debates are the clarifications, definitions, elucidations that are defining the Constitution. They're literally saying, as they go through the contract negotiations at each state level, they're going, well, what does this line mean? And then a delegate like Madison, who was at the Constitutional Convention, or a Federalist, will say, this is what this means. And they'll go, oh. And if they accept that definition and ratify it, however they defined it, and they move forward, because there were anti-Federalists that were saying, no, we don't accept that. We don't believe that's true. And we believe that you're going to do this. And they come back and they say, no, this is exactly what this means. Well, guess what? Everything that they asserted in what it means and what it's supposed to do is legally binding. That's why the ratification debates are legal appendages to the Constitution. What I am telling you and what you were hearing is probably stuff that you've never heard before unless it's been on this show. And this stuff is a paradigm shift. There is no doubt about it. This is very powerful stuff because nobody has ever put these things into context for you this way. That's because the Constitution is a contract. So if you watch that video from the Take Action page, you go to the home page and then you go through and say, okay, now where's this academic argument? You go right to the very front. You read that. You go through the definitions. You go through my model and you go through these resolutions of Madison and Jefferson. You will have the epiphany that this is the only process in dealing with enforcing the Constitution and getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. So yes, this is a very bold assertion, but there is no other conservative entertainer that can shut this argument down. I would love to see somebody come with an academic argument because my wife and I, you know, we're making do. The Lord has blessed us in our lives, but we do not have the wherewithal, the financial wherewithal, I should say, of funding a revolution. But I can educate you. I can get you motivated. I can help get this started so that we can wake up the states just like King Rohan from Wormtongue Spell, or is that his name? Yeah, Wormtongue Spell, and get him to rise and take his kingdom back. We can take our republic back and our constitution back. All we need to do is actually start getting involved. That's all I need is a little help, my friends. We will be back after a word from our sponsors. So thank you so much, and we'll get back into the news. I'm sorry for that last rant. Thank you very much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And there is probably nothing out there that is more powerful than liberty. When you start talking about the education, when you start talking about the process and what it takes. And if you understand how this nation was able to claim as the very first republic in the history of mankind, humankind, if you're a politically correct person, then that is because we had a symbiotic relationship from the Christian faith and with our Creator, because there is no doubt every single framer asserted that they were inspired, they were protected, and they were blessed with this nation in being able to establish this nation of liberty. And they fought the sacred sacrifice and gave up the ultimate price in creating this nation. That's what it took. And we are about to lose it. And that is because we are accepting the facade. We are accepting the house of cards and the illusion that we have been told for almost a century and a half. Now there's and as I went into that rant, I was going to talk about this democratic socialist. But let me remember, I got to remind the later listeners to this show. We will have tomorrow, I will have Mitchell Gerber back on talking about Chinese organ harvesting, and we'll have some more content from the witness, expert witnesses or subject matter experts, witnesses during some hearings and in front of commissions and so forth. So I think there's about 2 or 3 audio segments that Mitchell has given me that I'll play tomorrow. Later on this week, I'm actually going to be naming names. I'm going to name names of those who would write a $1 million check to try to help this country. And folks, if we could get those people that have that kind of money to get behind this, we would guarantee saving this republic. There's just nothing stopping us, because I truly believe that we have the same advantage that the framers had. If we believe and we have faith and we are committed to preserving our liberty, we will be blessed. We will be given what we need necessary for this to move forward. But we just one person cannot do this alone. Just like Lot could not go and save Sodom and Gomorrah by himself. Remember, I mean, if you remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot. But anyway, one other topic I wanted to get into that'll be coming up this week is I want to get into what happened with Northwest Grassroots, label lynching, and how the progressives and the Republican Party is culpable in suppressing liberty and literally suppressing freedom of speech and those types of things, and is on a very dangerous path. And that's why we have to start reclaiming the Republican Party as well, in getting it back on and centering it upon the Constitution and not on the party. So anyway, this Democratic Socialist candidate for New York Senate, Julia Salazar, faces questions. And this is so funny, because as you peel this onion back, you find that there are all sorts of these little contradictions. And one of those contradictions is that supposedly she was a Christian conservative advocate, but there's all sorts of questions that started emerging from her supposedly falsified biography, including claims that she was an immigrant and that she was Jewish. So as you start peeling this back, I think the tablet started actually going into some investigation. And apparently Julia Salazar, who is the sweetheart and the poster child for the progressive socialists today, in competing with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, another communist. And so as she's been touted as the next Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's a very young, hip socialist who would move the party forward. She also received an endorsement from New York governor candidate Cynthia Nixon. And the interesting part is, as the tablet started really investigating this, Julia Salazar is obviously unfit for office due to the disparate claims from her brother and family. Apparently, Salazar's brother confirmed to the magazine, his name's Alex, that both he and his sister were born in the U.S., that they weren't born in Colombia, and that none of them in their immediate family who are Jewish. His father's not Jewish, and they were not raised Jewish. And he says he has no idea what his sister's on. He's probably looking at her going, is she on drugs? What the heck happened to her? Because he points out that one of his father's brothers was a Jesuit priest, and his father was buried in his funeral services were in a Catholic church. And so there's this real problem that's coming up with this individual. But the real contrast that just jumps out at me is, supposedly when she was in school, she was a Christian conservative, but she was kind of whacked out then too. If you start doing the research and you start looking at, you know, her positions and how far out she got, I cannot believe that she was literally a real advocate for individual liberty or an advocate for individual sovereignty. She seems like she is one of those who believes that the state has to be the solution. So anyway, I give you another case of a communist, and these people are completely out of touch with reality. They do not care about your liberty. They do not care about your sovereignty. These folks want to subjugate you, and that is the direction that we are heading unless we start taking action. So are you ready to start taking action? I hope so. I hope I get overwhelmed by all sorts of emails. And you don't have to call in, but if you just send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, we can move forward. Now, I don't know if anybody, because I'm not hearing much about what's going on in the NFL. I know it's preseason and they're kind of moving forward, but I don't know anybody that's watching the preseason or giving the NFL any attention. And I think that's great. I think it's time that we actually start, you know, literally putting aside these types of religious corporations that want to espouse social justice and these socialist ideologies. Put them aside and let's start focusing on what the real problems are, because the real problems, I'm going to tell you, are the government. Getting the government into compliance with the Constitution, that's where we need to go. And as I told you earlier on, there's a state that is actually making moves on trying to do some real unconstitutional things. And one of those things is that Florida is making moves on gun control. They are literally going to violate, and as states do this, as cities do this, like D.C., Illinois, and so forth, they're going to be violating the 14th Amendment. I've read this on here. Go read Section 1 of the 14th Amendment and follow it. No state shall pass any law that abridges any individual privileges or immunities. And I'm paraphrasing, but there's a semicolon. That's where that clause stops. And then it goes on into the due process. That is a separate clause. The due process clause is a separate clause. No state shall pass any law. And the reason that was in there, and I talked about this, like I said before, John Bingham clearly stated that the intent of this one line in the 14th Amendment was to apply the Bill of Rights to the states, more specifically the first eight amendments that had to do with individual immunities and privileges. Obviously, it had nothing to do with the Establishment Clause, where states were still allowed, and actually two states of the original 13 states still had church-sponsored functions of government, where the states were still getting and providing support to churches. I believe it was South Carolina, as well as Delaware. I think, yeah, Delaware was the other one. Or maybe it was New Hampshire. No, it was New Hampshire. It wasn't Delaware. My bad. Anyway, so as Florida, you know, starts marching forward in violating the Constitution, you as a constitutional warrior, you need to start educating people how they are violating the Constitution, because the Bill of Rights has been applied, and most people understand that the Bill of Rights was just a negative put upon the federal government, but that was also extended by the 14th Amendment, because the Civil War, after the freemen, after the blacks and the slaves were being freed and emancipated, the southern states were starting to pass laws. So the northern states said, hey, we're going to basically force the states to abide by the Bill of Rights of the individual privileges and immunities. And in doing that, states now have their hands tied. That's why the states, you know, will literally sacred, you know, they'll guard with sacred honor your speech, your assembly, and all of that. And they've actually expanded that to levels that go well beyond the Constitution, where they're actually allowing people to violate other people's First Amendment rights and assemblies and so forth. So anyway, I'm out of time, and I realize that, so I just want you to know that I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time. I also would appreciate those who are helping, and if you want to help, again, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. I am Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless, and I'll be back tomorrow. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.